This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Why are women ditching the pill, birth control? And at the same time, while many women are saying no thank you, posting their stories and testimonies on TikTok, Instagram, Reels, at the same time, the FDA last year approved O-pill, which is the progesterone-only version of the pill. It's also referred to as the mini pill, because a lot of people aren't supposed to be taking hormonal birth control, whether it be due to clotting disorders, history of stroke in the family, or migraines. All of those are reasons why you are not a candidate for taking the pill. Yet, the medical community is not vetting those people out. One of those such people include Hailey Bieber, who ended up nearly dying as a result of being put on the pill without proper vetting from her physician. You can listen to more of her story. I actually shared it here on Trending before. We'll be sure to link to Hailey Bieber's story. But here's what's startling. Amazon is now selling O-pill. Birth control pill is now available over-the-counter due to the FDA's deregulation of the pill, making it available. It will be available any day now at places such as Walgreens and Walmart. I'm telling you this because you need to be aware as a parent that kids have this heightened level of access to birth control, not only already because physicians can legally ask you to leave the room and legally prescribe your children birth control, but also because they've already been able, that is, youth, minors, to access birth control. Most places, by the age of 13, you have the ability to access hormonal birth control. But now O-pill's making it so that it's accessible at Walgreens, Walmart, on Amazon. It's already available on Amazon. I was able to pull it up, and at which point I also realized Plan B is available on Amazon. And it's so startling to me because these are massive endocrine disruptors. Women are nuking their bodies with generic large doses of hormones that are known and labeled as group 1 carcinogens. Now, it's interesting to me because a lot of women will choose today to take the quote mini pill, the progestin-only pill. Also, one of those brands includes O-pill here in the United States. Now, it's already known to be a less effective version of birth control, but also it's interesting because the data and research on this is huge. There was a JAMA study, which is the Journal of American Medical Association, that came out well over 5 years ago now, citing that girls already struggle with depression and anxiety on the pill, but it's even worse with the mini pill, the progestin only pill, also now known as O-pill, being sold for anyone who wants it over the counter. So a heightened depression and anxiety. But what came out in that JAMA study as well, and I forgot to link to that. Maybe my producer Patrick can find that one because I have a bunch of these studies I'm citing in the show notes for today's show. So be sure to go and grab that relevantradio.com/trending or wherever you catch your podcast. We are there because some people will say, well, prove the data. The data is all there. That's the Journal of American Medicine Association. That's their data. Here's another one. There's a 2015 Danish study that shows that girls who take the O-pill or progestin, other versions of the progestin only pill, also known as the mini pill, have triple the risk of glioma to others who did not. Now, this research is found at the National Library of Medicine. What's glioma? It's tumors in the brain and spinal cord. Women are dying from the side effects of the pill. The problem is that it's not always being traced back to the pill. But this is a Danish study, countless authors behind it. Another study in 2016 shows the increased risk of cervical cancer and breast cancer for having taken O-pill and other progestin-only pills. There are 49 researchers with names backing that research. And again, it's available at the National Library of Medicine. The data's all there. The research is incredible if you dive into it. I was even looking at research earlier today showing that many girls who are taking birth control are having liver disease now. Well, why? Because your hormones impact your liver. And we have these massive endocrine disruptors. These are literally bombs being dropped in the bodies of women today, completely disrupting the endocrine system and the rest of the bodily functions. Anxiety, depression. Here's what's interesting. We're learning that girls who start taking birth control in their teens are actually damaging permanently the development of the brain and the ability to cope with and manage stress. And it's permanent damage. The brain is not able to learn how to adapt to the stress. The body does not adapt to the stress. The person can work on coping skills, but the body is not able to use its natural mechanisms that are in place to help the body naturally adapt to the stress that does occur daily and in cycles in our daily lives. Now, this is all research and data that's out there. I was just listening to a podcast and research from people who are even in favor of birth control, but who are being honest about the fact that the damage to the body's ability for women to ever be able to, on its own, the body adapt to stress, it's gone. You have to learn coping skills. This is one of the key reasons why millennials down are struggling immensely in society today, why antidepressants are on the rise, anti-anxiety medication is on the rise. Why people are struggling so significantly with mental health crisis is because we are medicated so heavily as women with birth control. And I know the data points, Guttmacher Institute points to basically 6 out of 10 women today are using hormonal birth control, not even for the purpose of avoiding pregnancy, but for other so-called medical issues, whether it be heavy periods, acne. We could go through a litany of reasons why women will take birth control. I get it. I've had a lot of friends who have been there. But what I do know, and it's my story as well, is that if I had ever accepted the pill when it was offered to me, I would have done more damage to my body and my own cyclical issues that I was having. I have Hashimoto's disease, or had Hashimoto's disease and polycystic ovarian syndrome. Praise God, they're in remission and both being managed. But for years, physicians would just say, just take the pill. That's the quick and easy fix to them. Never actually treating or diagnosing the whole person. And we know with Hashimoto's disease and polycystic ovarian syndrome, which Hashimoto's is a thyroid disease, and PCOS is another disease, both of which are negatively impacted by birth control, both of which impact women's fertility long-term as well. Now, if you do nothing else, and maybe you disagree with me with regard to the pill, I'm not trying to disagree with anyone. I'm just showing you the data and the research. The data is there, whether it be in the medical community, the psychological community, the sociological community, on how men and women interact when on the pill, and it's no good. Now, if you do nothing else, go and look, we're posting this online, at the O-Pill product label. I'm posting the full sheets of it, and look at all the side effects. If you're on birth control, which even statistics show that 99% of women, even who are Catholic, are on the pill. I don't believe that number. It comes out of the Guttmacher Institute, which is the right-hand researcher of what used to be part of Planned Parenthood. I think they say that to try and influence people. Well, everyone else is. Why don't you? But I do believe that a lot of women are on birth control who are Catholic. And it's because we don't have the true facts in front of us. Now, we know it's against the Catholic Church's teaching, because the church teaches that every sexual act, every act is meant to be unitive for the good of the spouses, which means it's meant to be in marriage, then for the good of the spouses, and to be open to new life. Now, this is no solution to controlling family size, and it's no solution to women's health issues. This is why I love NAPRO technology. That's N-A-P-R-O technology. We're going to post links in the episode notes and on social media to find a NAPRO physician who helps treat underlying health issues and also helps you to understand the natural fertility and infertility of your own body if for a legitimate reason you maybe have a reason to put a pause on having a child at this time. So why every couple should read Humana Vitae, a great document on helping you to understand and discern responsible parenthood and the responsibility to being open to life. Here are some other interesting facts I think are important to be mentioned. Just looking at the O-Pill product label itself, huge increase in risk of ovarian cysts when you take it, irregular bleeding. In fact, if you look at the research behind the trial runs of the O-pill before it was even released on the market, the most common reason that women got off of O-pill while doing the clinical trials was that they were having massive irregular bleeding. In fact, 1 in 5 women got off of the pill because of the side effects were so negative. I'm not even mentioning many of the other common side effects, which are a litany of which I could dive into. You know, I don't have to tell you. Every woman who's been on birth control knows side effects you have had from birth control. Why is it that we're putting people first on birth control and then causing depression and anxiety and then giving them the medication for anxiety and depression? Shouldn't we just do away with birth control altogether? Now, this is also a reminder that O-pill specifically, the so-called mini pill, progestin-only pill, also can function as an abortifacient. So what that means is that O-pill can work to prevent sperm and egg from ever meeting and therefore creating a new human life. But it can also lead to the destruction and death of that baby, known as a zygote, in the earliest stage of development, a time in which all the details and data are there in the great new beginning of this human being's life, for us to know things such as eye color, hair color, skin types, characteristics, all of that is there. Yet babies are being blotted out and destroyed in the earliest stages of development. Many moms have no idea that the majority of birth control, including O-pill, functions as an abortifacient, or that it can cause infertility long term. Countless young women have no idea. This isn't even proper consent to so-called medicine, and it's putting women's health on the back burner for the sake of money. Hormonal birth control is one of the top money makers today, along with anxiety medication and depression medication for the pharmaceutical companies. And birth control leads for a need for some of these other medications. Now, there's a startling story that I want to mention that I recently came across of a young 16-year-old girl, Layla Khan. You may have heard her story. Last year in November, she started taking, on November 25th, right around Thanksgiving, this wasn't that long ago, she started taking birth control for symptoms of just a heavy period, not even to try and avoid having a baby. She was put on birth control. Within a handful of days, she started having major symptoms and eventually collapsed. Well, she collapsed. She had a blood clot in her brain when they went to do a CT scan, and she died within just a number of days. She started birth control November 25th. She was declared brain dead and died shortly after. Why am I telling you her story? Because no one else is. This is a problem now. And why the medical community, why the FDA just allowed for O-pill to be made available over the counter, purchasable now on Amazon, soon to be any day now at Walmart and Walgreens, it's atrocious. If you follow the trends on social media, whether it's TikTok or Instagram, women are telling their stories of why they quit birth control. Now, I'm linking to all of these studies from massive medical journals, and I'm also linking in the episode notes to some of the videos. For example, TikTok video having to do with the worst acne of her life. She was on the pill since she was a little girl. She quit the pill and suddenly just realized after a decade or so of being on it that all of those awful symptoms she was having were from the pill, and that she'd much rather have the PMS and negative symptoms from actually having her cycle than from originally avoiding it. The truth is that there's a lot of data out there, whether it be the link to depression, autoimmune disease, the rise in Crohn's disease that we're hearing a lot about. Women shouldn't be fed the pill and told, suck it up, buttercup. No, we are facing a massive medical crisis today for women, and we need to tell the truth, especially as access to the pill only increases. This is good news to have all of this data, but we have to be willing to have those personal one-on-one conversations when someone has a difficult symptom, when they share they're getting on the pill, whether it's for legitimate or illegitimate reasons. There are other resources. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.